The sperm whales now deploy their most deadly weapon, T-Rex-sized teeth. Individually, these whales are only a bother to something as large as a megalodon. But attacking in a pack, these whales act like overgrown piranhas, and they will tear the shark to pieces.
The clever Brigmophysiter determines that the danger has passed and returns to tend to its mate.
The sperm whales then gather around the injured whale to try to lend their support. They'll actually put their head underneath the sperm whale and try to lift him up to catch air.
The Brigmophysiter is going into shock. As with all mammals, a dire situation.
That injured sperm whale will never recover from such an enormous bite. He's going to slowly die.
The Brigmophysiter sings a sad death song to its pod. The megalodon hears it too.
The megalodon has never left. He's just moved off in the distance. His sense of smell is so incredible, he's able to track this dying sperm whale 3 miles away. By the time the sperm whale has died, his remaining family members have moved on, and the megalodon will move in to begin to feast on the carcass. The mistake the whale made was not diving deep with its family. Even though it's a whale and they're huge, megalodon is a whale killer. It failed to stay within the safety of the family, and it paid the ultimate price.
Megalodon has triumphed. But over time, even this huge 50-ton monster would fall victim to the cruel mathematics of survival.